Hello?
How you doing, Alan? Thanks for having me on, Alan.
Friday night, this Friday, March 10th, you're going to be live at the Ridgefield Playhouse doing some stand-up.
Yeah, I've never been to Ridgefield Playhouse. I'm very excited to go there.
Do you have any familiarity with Connecticut whatsoever?
Yeah, a good friend of mine, Charles Keating, the great actor, Shakespearean actor, and was from there. And I spent all the time. His wife, Mary, is going to come to the show. We'll have a few come. 203, you know. Jim Downey lives in Connecticut, the great Saturday Night Live writer. Jane, you ignorant slut, the guy who wrote that stuff back in the 70s. And, you know, he wrote all the best sketches that I ever worked on. He made better, if not wrote all himself. The only true genius I ever worked with.
I've always heard that about that guy, because he wrote, like, all the political sketches, too.
That's right. Yeah, he did. Yeah. He's just incredible. I mean, like, everybody in comedy knows that dude. He's a great guy as well. He lives in Connecticut, and I don't think I'll be able to get him to come to the show. So that'll be kind of depressing for me, though. He would make me nervous. No, I wouldn't be nervous unless he was there. He's like a college professor coming to see you give a dissertation or something, you know. He's looking at all the seams.
Recently, you were on a massive comedy tour. You were doing the do-over tour with Adam Sandler and Spade and Nick Swartz, and you were playing big arenas, but now this is obviously, the Ridgefield Playhouse is a smaller venue. Do you like doing the big stuff and the small stuff? How does that compare?
It's fun being with your buddies, flying around in jets and staying at the and nice hotels and Adam Sandler paying for everything. It doesn't suck. I'll be honest with you, Alan. But I like to do my whole show, which I only get to do like 20 minutes in those big arenas. And so everybody's doing their best 20, and Adam does an incredible hour. And it's fun. I love it. But, you know, truthfully, this time in my career, I'm having the most fun I've ever had. I got my stand-up act is better than I ever was when I was a young man. I got a show with my wife on Netflix, Real Rob, which is the season 2. We're just editing it now, and it's hilarious.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you. I'm really excited about that. People can watch season 1 right now. It's streaming now.
The second season will come pretty soon, I think.
July, yeah. I think it's going to be out in July, yeah. We're just editing it now. It takes me months. I've been working on it for a year and a half. It just takes me forever. I just can't do it quicker. I'm just like a savant of some kind, you know, an idiot savant without the, you know, smart stuff. I can't do it faster. I don't know why.
There seems to be sort of a trend in, at least when it comes to television comedy, is the more real aspect of things. You've got your show. Louis C.K.'s got his show on FX. Where do you think that's coming from in the 21st century?
I don't know. I just think with the slow death of the studio system and the networks, people are able to do shows that they really would like to do that are more personal. I mean, Louis C.K., when Chris Rock told me this story, that Louis C.K. went to FX and said, "What's the least amount of money that you can give me or you'll leave me alone?" that's how he did their show. It's a little bit like what I'm doing now. I mean, literally, I got no notes, zero notes from the studio, which is the best. I mean, just basically, I'm able to do the show that I want to do. In my career, I've never had that before. I always had some dummies telling me what they think is, you know, like they know me or my comedy better than I do. And thank God I don't have that. I have some people who really like what I do and just said, just bring us what you think. So it's good. Either that or they just don't give a crap. I'm not sure which one.
And you've got control. It's you and your family. You're working on the show together. So this is really all you.
Yeah, but self-censorship is really even worse than other kind of censorship, because you second-guessing and doubting yourself was like, ooh, maybe you shouldn't do this. You know? If you have somebody telling you, it's a little easier, then you could fight for it. But like, if you don't know, it's like, ooh, something to be aware of. But I'm enjoying it, you know. What an incredible experience. And like 185 million people get Netflix now. So it's like, what a great audience.
Plus, you're doing the movies. You were in Ridiculous 6. You've got another movie coming out this year. And you're working with your buddies and you're working with your family. You got it pretty good.
Yeah, it doesn't suck. I'll say right now, it's the best time of my life. I'm enjoying it. I got a new baby, a 4-year-old, and my wife and I have this TV show and I'm touring with my best buddies. It's a good time, but I hope people come out and see the show because it's pretty terrific. I've been working on it for a year and a half, and I hope people come out and see the show at Ridgefield this Friday. I'm only there one night, so there's still some tickets available. I'd love to have people come out and have a good time.
RidgefieldPlayhouse.org, Rob Schneider, Friday night. And what can we expect at the show on Friday night?
Well, you have to talk about what's happening in the world. Making fun of Trump is like the lowest hanging fruit you can get, but you have to talk about it. I like to attack the other side of it. The people who are attacking Trump, I like to make fun of them because it's more interesting. And I think people will get a handle on that, you know. Whatever's more interesting to me is what I like to deal with. And just talking about what's happening and what are people really complaining about? What do they really want? What were they expecting? You know, those are the interesting things to get into that I hope people will come in. And that's what a good comedian can do, is he could subvert them to his point of view or her point of view and try to convert them and manipulate them into some other way of looking at things.
hopefully, you know, for laughs. And I'm not there to politically change anybody's point of view or just to get them to laugh at some of what they're being told, some of what they're being manipulated on from both sides of the perspective, and have some fun.
Were you a part of the cast when he hosted the first time on SNL in the early 90s? Trump.
I did a movie with him.
Oh, that's right. You're in Home Alone. Home Alone 2.
Yeah, Home Alone 2, yeah.
That's right. As soon as you said it, it popped into my head.
That's like this generation's It's a Wonderful Life. And boy, is that a ripoff compared to It's a Wonderful Life. This generation should feel cheated from. It's a Wonderful Life is a much better movie. I mean, I like it. You know, I like Lost in New York, Home Alone 2, but It's a Wonderful Life. I mean, the life lessons about what your life means and what your impact on the world isn't the same as some kid with a bad credit card at a hotel. But, hey, who am I to argue? I'll take your residual checks.
They don't even wait to show it after Thanksgiving anymore. It's on, like, year-round, pretty much.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, whatever. You can see me age from there this Friday. The difference.
That's right. Friday night, the Ridgefield Playhouse. Tickets still available, ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Rob Schneider, before I let you go, I don't even know if you may even remember this or you'd have any idea. In Deuce Bigelow 2... there's a scene when you're on the plane and you're traveling to Europe. This is something that I have looked for the answer for a long time, and I hope it doesn't disappoint. There's a scene when you're on the plane and you're traveling to Europe. You're wearing an orange T-shirt with a Black Knights logo, and that's the exact colors and mascot as a local high school here in Fairfield County.
It is that same high school.
It is.
Yeah, it was just because of a friend of mine that his kid went to that school, and I said I'd wear it. I do that in all my movies. But that's right, it's from Connecticut, totally. You're 100% right. In The Animal, there was a newspaper that was on my chest when I woke up in the beginning of the movie from the Baguio Courier, which is like owned by like my cousins. And so, you know, you got to do stuff like that. I mean, if you're going to be able to make movies and TV shows, you got to put your friends in it here and there. Just make it fun. It's an exciting thing. It gets old. It's like for you, when you say somebody's happy birthday, you know, it means something to people. And it's just a nice thing. And it's a cool old T-shirt. But yeah, it's absolutely, I wish it fit me. I was in shape back then because I was still doing nude scenes back then. Not anymore. You'll see my shirt on for the rest of my career, I promise you.
Well, that's good. Shirt-wearing Robert Schneider, Friday night at the Ridgefield Playhouse, ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Thank you so much. I can't wait for the show Friday night.
Thank you, Alan. I'm glad I was able to answer that question for you.
You have fulfilled a dream that has been bugging me about 10 years now.
Thanks again, Alan. I appreciate it. You take care now.